Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. In less than a month, voters will take to the polls for midterm elections. On the local ballot are positions on the Northfield Council and District 20B representative, as well as two referendums. The Northfield School District is looking for $41 million for a new elementary school and early childhood learning center. For more detailed information on the school referendum, including an estimated tax calculator, go to the school district website. There will be a tour of Greenville Park on October 29th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Northfield residents will vote on a proposed Cannon River Civic Center ice arena. The question will be approval of a half-cent sales tax, a motor vehicle excise tax of up to $20 per vehicle, and general obligation bonds up to $17.8 million for up to 20 years for a facility estimated to cost $21.2 million. In Dundas, they'll also be voting on the vehicle excise tax and half-cent sales tax up to $3.5 million. For more detailed information, including an estimated tax calculator, go to the City of Northfield website. All of this information and links are on kymnradio.net. There are two more tours set up for the current ice arena, October 23rd at 5 p.m. and October 28th at 1 p.m. In Northfield, Councilor Greg Colby was appointed an at-large councilor in 2017 to fill the seat vacated by Rhonda Pownell when she became mayor. His opponent is Clarice Grabow. Ward 4 Councilor Jessica Peterson-White is being challenged by John Dennison. In Dundas, everyone's running unopposed. Voting is November 6th. In the City of Northfield's strategic plan is how to address climate change. A committee was formed early this year. They've been creating education pieces. Administrator Ben Martig added,
they're reviewing proposals for a consultant to actually create a climate action plan. So what can we do locally as a community? It can be sustainability efforts, might be investing in green energy that could potentially save us money and also be good for the environment.
Three of six companies asked bid on the opportunity. On tonight's City Council consent agenda is approval of hiring the Great Plains Institute. Phase 1 will begin with the collection of data in 2018, and Phase 2 will begin in 2019, which includes the bulk of the work in preparing the plan. The city budgeted $15,000 for Phase 1 and is proposing $60,000 in the 2019 budget. The proposal cost is $62,404. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and are open to the public. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Martig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap. And after the snowfall this weekend, winter doesn't seem far off. Shop with a Cop will be held tomorrow. Through the Salvation Army Group, Faribault and Northfield Police, along with the Sheriff's Department and conservation officers, will be taking kids shopping for winter clothes and school supplies. Sheriff Troy Dunn said,
and a lot of times many of these kids have been exposed to law enforcement in negative situations, so they're kind of fearful. So this is a good way to make a connection. And
they'll be out shopping tomorrow at the Northfield Target and Walmart in Faribault. News from around the state is next.